Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. Angolan President João Lourenço has started his state visit to China. He arrived at the Beijing Capital International Airport on Thursday morning. Huang Yue reports.
Angolan President João Lourenço has landed here at Beijing Capital International Airport, marking the start of his state visit to China, which runs from March the 14th to the 17th. According to the information earlier released by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, during the visit, Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a welcome ceremony and a banquet for President Lourenço, and the two heads of state will jointly attend a signing ceremony of cooperation documents. Chinese Premier Li Qiang and Zhao Leji, Chairman of China's National People's Congress Standing Committee, will also meet with President Lourenço respectively. Additionally, President Lourenço will pay a visit to East China's Shandong Province. And according to the Angolan side, in Shandong, he will stay in contact with those responsible for the productive sectors in textile, pharmaceutical and agricultural industries.
China has officially started a trial of 15-day visa-free entry for citizens of six additional European countries. The countries include Switzerland, Ireland, Hungary, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg. The new policy allows them to enter China for business, tourism, visiting relatives and friends, and transit without a visa. Many European travelers say the move brings more convenience to them.
Sometimes, if it's too complicated, I'd say, okay, I'll go somewhere else.
We use many Chinese products now, so I think it's only positive news. We can travel more easy to those countries also. It's normal in those days that traveling goes more easy, so, okay, it's logic to me.
If it's about tourism, then yes, the easier the better, I would guess.
Chinese Premier Li Qiang has called for efforts to deepen the integration of scientific and technological innovation with industrial innovation. During an inspection tour in Beijing, Premier Li also stressed the importance of cultivating new driving forces and new advantages of high-quality development. The Chinese Premier inspected places including an operation center of Beijing's high-level autopilot demonstration zone, the Yizhuang office area of Chinese tech giant Baidu, and the Beijing Academy of Artificial Intelligence. The 8th China-NATO Security Policy Dialogue has been held in Beijing. The leaders of the Office for International Military Cooperation of China's Central Military Commission and the Cooperative Security Division of NATO International Military Staff co-chaired the dialogue. The two sides exchanged views on defense exchanges between China and NATO, international and regional situations, and other issues of common concern. Local authorities say seven people are dead and 27 others are injured following an explosion in Hebei province in North China. The suspected gas blast occurred on Wednesday morning at a shop in Yanjiao in the city of Sanhe. All the injured have been rushed to hospital and their injuries are not life-threatening. Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, has returned to calm after Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he would step down. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a transitional council is expected to come together in the next few days. However, Haiti's most powerful gang leader, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, has reportedly dismissed the council. He says his coalition of armed groups will continue to fight for what he calls Haiti's liberation. The German defense minister says the country's armed forces will participate in an airlift of humanitarian aid for Gaza. Boris Pistorius also says the deployment of aid could begin as early as the end of the week. Initiated by Jordan, the operation will airdrop relief supplies to the population in Gaza. The United States and France are also participating in the airlift. The European Parliament has approved the Artificial Intelligence Act with an overwhelming majority. It is the first ever comprehensive legal framework on AI globally, which is aimed at regulating AI systems according to a risk-based approach. The inaugural rocket launch of Japanese company Space One has failed. The solid-fuel rocket exploded seconds after liftoff. It marked the first attempt from the country's private sector to put a satellite into orbit. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.